Dear Morris, I expect by now I'm actually being missed at the throbbing heart of fiscal control. Bet they're onto you for an explanation. Sorry to leave you in the dark. Had no real choice. Having a short unofficial break. Please, please, underlined, tell no one you've heard from me or where I am. We'll explain everything one day soon. Yours, Dennis.
Morning, sir.
Morning.
Anywhere you like this morning. Spoilt for choice.
Time of year, I suppose.
Right. I'll be on my proverbial bike next Friday.
Is that so?
Yeah. First week in October, local policy. We switch to the courtesy box. Trust the tourist in winter.
And can you?
Not to put too fine a point on it, sir. No. We could open a scrapyard with last year's stuff. Hair grips, pesetas, apneys, bottle tops. You know, I think people just like to hear that clink. Eases the conscience somehow. I can't think why. Well, day ticket, sir?
I think so.
It's going to be a fine one.
You reckon?
Yeah. £2, sir. You just arrived?
Yeah. Left Birmingham this morning about 5 o'clock.
Oh, not bad going then. Oh, have you any less?
It doesn't matter.
What? It's £10. Are you sure, sir?
Like I say, it's okay. Use it to get some bike oil. You're going to be needing it.
Oh, thank you very much, sir.
Small favour. You don't happen to know a good place to stay. Not B&B.
Oh, luxury accommodation, sir?
Not really. Just somewhere comfortable.
Oh, you could do worse than the Porthant Bay Hotel.
I passed that, didn't I? Big sign in the shape of a surfboard.
That's the place. Martin and Christine, nice couple. Really trying to make it work.
Right, thanks.
Mention my name, sir. Bob. It's like that around here. People need to know who's on whose side. You know what I mean?
Here we are, sir.
Thanks. Very nice.
The restaurant's open from 6. If you want one of our specials, can you give us a nod a bit early, please?
Will do.
How did you find us, Mr. Sanderson?
Local knowledge. The commissar in the car park. Nod and a wink.
Bob Estlick.
He's on your side. You should know this.
You come far?
The Midlands. Judging by that accent, you are not exactly local.
That obvious, is it? I come from Leeds. I used to keep a pub in Burnley.
Bit of a change, this.
Oh, I'll say. I love the sea. Sailing. All of it. A little weakness. One of my childhood ambitions to finish up down here. Not with Bankegg, though. That wasn't part of the plan.
Ah, you've had to borrow.
I'll say. Some mornings I wake up thinking, why did I take on a burden like that?
Which one?
You what?
Which bank?
Oh, Barclays. Is that your lark, then? Banking?
Me? Good heavens, no. What made you think that?
Just the way you asked.
I'm in engineering, actually.
Oh, really? Which branch? I have a brother in chemicals in Warrington.
Admin side. Nice view from here.
I'll leave you to settle in, sir. Lunch is from 12 onwards. Anything you want, just give us a ring, okay?
Tuesday, September 30th. Day 2 continued. Did as planned, Morris. Set off for Land's End, went round the block, and landed up here, at the Porthant Bay Hotel. A salt-of-the-earth couple from Lancashire. The place is very empty. They've borrowed from the bank, not ours, to make a go of it. Imagine. They've sat across a desk from the likes of R.J. the Knife Mackenzie, the borrower's friend. I tell them, true love, I tell them straight. Lending money is like planting seed. I need to know about the soil and water. I need to be sure of future sunshine levels. Remember, when he found that cartoon I did of him. I suppose you think this is amusing, true love. Care to sign it before I screw it up for the trash can? Remember that Irish builder who hit him with the blotter? Mind that blotter. That's corporate property, young fella me lad. It all seems a long way away from here. Mind you, I had a shaky moment back there when this hotel keeper asked me if I was connected with banking. Do you think it leaves a mark? I find it hard to think I'm not going to see any of you again. The early Tuesday morning meeting today. I wonder if I was on the agenda. Now we come to Mr. Truelove. Mr. Fearstone looks round the table through those blue-framed glasses he thinks makes him a tinsy bit off the wall for a bank man. Anyone know where he is? A bit of a mystery. No. And he'll look at you mostly. But you'll keep quiet. Fixed star, Morris. I'm relying on you. Going to the sea now. Sketch a bit and think about floating away. 2:35 p.m. Porthant Bay Hotel.
Afternoon?
Oh. Hello. You startled me, sorry.
Didn't expect to see anybody here. My secret cove, this, you know.
Sorry to intrude.
No problem. Free country. So they say.
You're not actually going in there.
I am. It's the sea. What is there for, isn't it?
Freezing. It's nearly October.
True. I have a wetsuit, in case you haven't noticed.
Is it safe?
It is the way I do it. One leg on the bottom, splash, splash in the shallow bit and out. Can I have a peek at your picture?
If you want.
Oh, it's good, that. Artist, then?
Not really. Like you're swimming, I just pretend.
I wish I could do something like that. You know, creative. I tried a writing course at Falmouth. The tutor got us doing a personal word sketch of someone we knew. I did one of my ex. When I read it back, I realised suddenly how much I hated him.
It's just a hobby. Private thing. I'm not good at landscapes. Better at people.
Really? Wish I was. On holiday?
A late one, yes.
Come far?
The north.
Big place. Sorry, I'm not prying.
You're local, I take it.
I am. I am one of the commercial classes. I keep the scrubby cafe on the beach for my sins.
Closed up, isn't it?
As from last Saturday. Everything is. I'm retired for the winter to a house in the village to nurse my liabilities. One teenage son being the heaviest burden. But he's off my hands at college next week. I really must get in that water. Where are you staying?
The hotel, Porthant Bay.
Oh, Christine and Martin. Nice people.
Yeah, everybody says so.
I have a drink in there some nights. Keeps me sane, alcohol. And makes me drunk. Perfect combination. Might see you there? Anyway, if I'm not back in 10 minutes, send for the Coast Guard, okay?
I'm afraid I'm not staying. You're on your own.
Be like that, then.
I didn't catch your name. Pity. I'll have a bet. Karen.
Anything I can help you with, sir?
A car?
Right place. If it was a sewing machine or a cream cake, I'd have to disappoint you. I am Brandon. Pleased to meet you, Mr.
Prowse.
Ah. Any particular model, Mr. Prowse?
That Volvo, the big estate job.
Shall we take a closer look? Brilliant choice, if I may say so.
It's very quiet down here at the moment.
I have to pinch myself sometimes to make sure I'm still alive, sir. Cornwall is a backwater. In winter, you feel sure to drop off into the sea and float away. Trying to sell cars down here is nearly a waste of time. There's no money, you see, no jobs, nothing happens. It's not going to get any better, is it?
No.
Right, here we are. Your Volvo. 30,000 on the clock. One owner. Excellent condition. Full service record. 6-month warranty. And I've dropped it by 7.5 long ones only yesterday, as you will see from the price plate, sir. A bargain. All yours. Get the feel of her. Be Brandon's guest.
Thanks.
Sweden. Gift to the world. Numero 2, the Volvo. Numero 1, ABBA. You care to drive around the lanes?
I don't think so. I'm in a bit of a hurry.
Is that so? You're not local, Mr. Prowse, are you?
On holiday.
Ah. We don't get many vacationers buying cars. Have you a trade-in, sir?
No. I came by train.
Really?
What's this control here?
Automatic trailer bar check balance.
And this one?
Look, I'm a bit busy at the moment. I'll leave you with the handbook. You have a look on your own.
It's okay, I'll take it.
Take it?
It is for sale.
Can I ask how you wish to pay, sir?
Cash. Notes. That's all right, isn't it?
Notes?
In this carrier bag.
Good grief.
Something wrong?
No, it's okay.
You're looking at me like you think I've just robbed a bank.
I'm sorry. It's a large amount, that's all. Not every day I get this kind of deal.
Shall we?
What?
Go to your office. Settle some business. I really do want this car.
Why not? I will have to have some details, sir.
Like what?
Well, your name and address, that kind of thing.
You're missing the fun, Mozza. And I'm missing you missing the fun. Busy afternoon. First, a female in a wetsuit, in a lonely cove, very chatty. Said she might see me later in the hotel bar. Sounded as if she would be quite pleased. Maybe I'm imagining it. After that, I went to purchase a motor vehicle for cash from Brandon's Car Mart. We sat in his little wooden hut, which had been thrown together to hold up three large calendars of nude women on, in, and under motor cars. The best bit was giving my name and address. Oliver Prowse, Stable Moose Farm, High Peak. Remember him? Mr. Fuhrer Stone used to grovel when he came calling, didn't he? He was the guy you swore you saw coming out of a station lavatory in a lady's frock and high heels. I've bought a Volvo, a big estate job. I fancy the space, the power. I also have some idea I can sleep in it too. It might be necessary. I can just see your face reading all this. Is this the Dennis Truelove I know from the office? Is this the man I've shared a desk with for 11 years? It's got to be yes to both questions. But there have been a few changes of gear since I left you last Friday at 5:32 precisely. I remember thinking as I waved goodbye, when am I going to see Mozza again? And what will he think of me when he finds out what I've done? No going back now, though. So now, I've got two cars, Morris. One for now, and one for later. One with automatic trailer bar check balance, and one without. One they'll be looking for any day soon, and one they know nothing about. I've parked it in a side street about 5 minutes from my hotel. I'm making plans, you see, thinking straight. I've decided I'm not going to go quietly. And hopefully, Morris, by the time you read this, I will have well and truly gone.